you think you can do everything and you can absolutely do nothing. Even if Jesus said, of myself I can do nothing. The Father within me, he doth the works. That doesn't say much about him being God, does it? Of myself I can do nothing. How comes you're trying to do something about everything? You don't know how to, one cell in your body works. You don't understand one hair in your head, how that grows. And you think you can interfere with making yourself well, willing yourself to be well, willing somebody else to be good, willing an outcome. That's what everybody's doing. They're willing each other. And we're all willing back. Responding with a will to a will. All you're doing is responding to the will of other people who respond to the will of other people. We don't even know where the will comes from after a while, do we? It's an evolution of wills. Which kind of will on earth is it? The will of heaven or will of hell? You know the answer to that. You're engaged in a terrible struggle. And so, just before I go into my little song and dance here, I want to remind you that you can come to the microphone and say whatever you want to say and talk to me like I was an intelligent fellow. And I will talk to you as if you were an intelligently searching lady or gentleman. I don't get much of that. There's usually just one or two people who step up to the plate and ask an intelligent question, which means, how do I fix this? I don't understand what you just said. Would you please explain it? So it sounds like something I want to know, but I don't know quite, I don't quite get it. You sit there, and no wonder I drive everybody away like a bunch of dummies listening to my lecture every week, but you should be participating. Just the ones of how do I overcome the anxiety? And if you have a difficulty, you might want to give me a little hint. There's lots of problems leading up to the aforementioned behaviors, or all kinds of, whether you murdered somebody, or you ran over somebody and thought you killed someone, or you hated your father and he died and you thought you killed him. You thought because you were angry with him you killed. There's all kinds of weird stuff that goes on in your brain. And the weird stuff makes you do with weird things with weird reasons that are not really the real reasons. And I suppose today is what I would like to talk to you about that. A little bit.